Shareholders overwhelmingly agreed to take $19 per share from the Weiss family, which started American Greetings back in 1906. In all, the sale comes to $612 million. American Greetings had been planning to move its headquarters from one Cleveland suburb, Brooklyn, to another, Westlake, with the help of more than $90 million in tax and other incentives. That was put on hold last fall amidst talk of the sale. But Brooklyn Mayor Richard Balber says Brooklyn is not counting on a longer-term reprieve.
We started a rainy day fund. We have almost $2 million in that for when the day comes when they actually move. And we're trying to prepare for that. We've had new industry coming into the city now. In fact, a new company's going to move in, and they're supposed to open in the next couple of weeks, Martin's Ambulance Service. They have 400 employees and an $8 million payroll. So we keep chipping away at what we're going to lose, so hopefully it won't be too big of an impact on us.
American Greetings has annual revenue of nearly $1.9 billion. To qualify for the state incentives, including tax credits and low-interest loans, it promised to keep the equivalent of 1,750 full-time jobs at its headquarters. The Plain Dealer reported in May that the company had cut 1,500 full-time and 600 part-time jobs worldwide last year. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.